But this young gal who is joining us this morning from Kentucky, she's actually right now in Denver, Colorado, getting ready to go into Humans Being More training. And, Patty, I'm guessing that you're taking somebody through that training with you right now.
That's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. What a committed leader flying halfway across the country to attend it again with one of your people. Patty, so we can, for the sake of time, so we don't run out, tell us how you were introduced. And actually, before I do that, Patty, if you could hit *4 on your phone.
Okay.
And then you're gonna hear a word that say automatic gain now enabled or something like that. But that way everybody can hear you a little bit better, a little bit clearer. And Patty, how many years has it been since you and Rob were introduced to Nikan?
It's almost 11 years now, Vance.
Okay, so over a decade. And I'm curious, for the sake of everybody who doesn't know you guys, tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into the fun stuff.
Okay, well,
Not that your history isn't fun, but...
I'm a mom of five children, and I've really been pretty much independently employed for all of my adult life. I caught on to that idea that was the best way to go when I was early 20s. So, but at the time that I was introduced, Rob and I had just been married about 6 months, and he is a family doctor who was practicing at that time for about 13 or 14 years, and we were blending a family and trying to make all seven kids really happy.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a fun time.
Yeah, so besides full-time mom, you said independently employed, in what profession?
At that time, I was working two jobs. I was working for a cosmetic company as a sales director, and then I was also working with a glamour shot company.
Okay.
And, yes.
Okay, and what was it? I mean, I don't even, Patty, I don't even know who your sponsor is, who introduced you to Nikan. Tell us a little bit about that.
That would be Ann Mahoney. I had known her through this cosmetic company, and we had become friends years earlier, and then I moved away, and we hadn't talked for about a year. So that's Ann and Dave Mahoney in Lexington, my upline diamond. And so she called me one afternoon to tell me about this exciting new company that she'd heard about from her sister in Montana. And she told me a couple of stories about how some product had helped her brother-in-law when he cracked some ribs, and it had helped tremendously after he had been hurting for two or three weeks with no relief, and just one of the little Kinko Max products placed over his ribs stopped the hurt. So I met her for lunch, and just because she was so excited, I wasn't truly excited about the company or magnetic products. That didn't, you know, ring a bell with me. So I just met her because of her enthusiasm and because I trusted what she said.
Sure.
And
as a result of getting together for lunch, either the lunch was so good or the information that was presented or what?
You know what happened was she brought the promo pack which had all the little Kinko magnetic products in it, promo pad, and a pair of mag steps, and she was going on to tell me what they had found and what the products had done for some people in the Lexington area, and I was listening, but it was not until she pulled out the Backflex and told me that this helped the low back pain, but it also was used on over the lungs to help with breathing problems sometimes. She knew of a doctor who put it on his son to help stop asthma attacks. And at that point, she had my attention because my father was suffering so desperately with chronic lung disease, and he was an invalid who had taken me just a couple of weeks earlier to his attorney to get his affairs in order because he knew that he wasn't going to live much longer. And I believed that, and there was nothing I could do to help him because he was on every medication that they knew to put him on. He'd given up walking and driving and didn't go to church anymore. He just sat on the couch and he wheezed, and he had a lot of puffers. He was on a nebulizer machine. He'd been on for 13 years, and he had to be on that for breathing treatment every 4 hours. And I was so sad, and I thought maybe if this would just help him to take a couple of breaths, it would certainly be worth it. And also he'd had a leg problem, from a blood clot that had been in his leg 5 years earlier. And his leg hurt constantly. His foot and ankle stayed swollen. And so that it hurt him to walk. And between his lungs and his leg, he'd really given up. He couldn't cross the room without stopping midway to try to breathe. And it was sad. So I took the product. I signed up that day just because I wanted the good deal and to get the discount. And I came home and told Rob what I'd done, and he just laughed his fanny off at me. He thought that was the silliest thing he'd ever heard of, and that, you know, he said, "Patty, if there was something to this, don't you think I would have heard of it?" And I thought, not necessarily.
Because medical doctors are the inferno of knowledge, right? Everything passes
through
them. Oh, absolutely.
I know, okay. But, you know, I had one thing going for me. We were newlyweds, so he was willing to go along with pretty much anything. And so we traveled 30 miles to my father's house and told him about it. He was not excited, put the back flex on his chest using two little holes at the top, and I ran a brown shoestring around his neck and made him a big floppy necklace out of it. And he breathed better within a 30 minutes, which Rob thought was placebo, but he slept through the night with that on his chest. He did not wake up to take a breathing treatment, and he called me at 7 a.m. to say this was a miracle and what was in it. And so the next thing was, I said, "Put the mag steps in your shoes, Dad, and see if that helps at all with the discomfort in your leg." And 24 hours after that, he called and said, "The swelling is completely out of my ankle. I can't believe this." So neither did Rob. We drove another 30 miles again to look at his ankle because Rob just thought he was making it up. And so it was at that point that my dad said, "I need a magnet for my whole dang body," and he ordered a sleep system. And it was at that point that his health turned around so amazingly. He went, over a six-month period of time, he went from the wheezing invalid who never got off the couch to a guy who was back at church, bowling every Tuesday with his church league, driving his car, started dating. We had my dad back. He was wow. Just a brand new man, and he would hug me just so often and say, "Honey, I feel better than I did 10 years ago. I can never thank you enough." And
you know, and I know the feeling of what happens when it's not so much when you experience something like that yourself. However, when God allows us to be the messenger and be able to give that gift to somebody else. My mom went through the same thing. Actually, both my parents did with their parents.
Yeah.
The change of life. And it's profound. So you actually came into the business really not even on an experience in you or Rob at all.
No. It was after that, really, that we started using the product and found some minor things that, well, it wasn't really minor. I used to snore like a hog, and I didn't really think that that Nikon had anything for that. But it was after I began using the pad and the pillow that the snoring stopped, and Rob was saying, "Man, this is fantastic. You know, I love this company." He started investigating.
Yeah, and being newlyweds, I'm sure that was a real treat for him, too.
It was. I would wake up in the middle of the night, and he'd be sitting on the edge of the bed, and I'd say, "What is it, honey?" And he'd say, "I can't tell if it's my beeper going off or you snoring again." So it wasn't very romantic. But anyway.
Oh, my goodness. Now, Patty, you guys had a situation in your family, and that's an understatement to use the word situation, but
that's
with
right.
Your daughter, Carrie, and
yes.
Most of the people on the call right now have read the short little testimony, but here's a totally, completely normal, healthy child that as a result of, you know, our culture and what we're expected to do as far as different immunizations and different shots we get as kids, something went a little haywire.
That's correct.
Tell us about that.
The pertussis vaccine that's given with the DPT sent Carrie into a tailspin the very night that she received it. She had it that day. That night she developed a fever and had her seizure. And we took her to the emergency room, and they assured us that it was probably just from the fever and nothing to be worried about. And came back home with her, and the seizures continued. And they continued after her fever was gone, and this happened.
And how old was she at this time?
She was about 3.5 months old.
Okay.
And from that point on, her progress, just she didn't make any progress. She didn't turn over. She didn't. Her gaze at us was different. We just, you know, I had two older children, and I knew that something was wrong. And so for months, the grand mal seizures went on, and they had her on, they began with anti-seizure medicine, and I had her in Children's Hospital in Cincinnati for a couple of weeks doing everything they knew to do to try to figure out what it was that caused this. And her pediatrician said, well, it's obvious to me that it was the DPT. And he said, this happens to 1 in 100,000 kids, and there is a safer immunization that's being tested right now from Germany that's, you know, in the FDA's hands, and it'll be a few more years before we get that here for use. So in the meantime, Carrie wasn't lucky enough to wait for that. And for the next, like I said, 15 years, she suffered grand mal seizures and had a sleep disorder. And I was so very sleep deprived that I couldn't hold my head up most days. I just went through the day like a robot. It was having the dream shattered too for her. I had two sons, and I was so thrilled when I had this little daughter because I was gonna have a little sidekick to bake with and shop with, and it was just like all of a sudden the first neurologist that I went to with Carrie examined her and heard the history, and he said, well, it's quite obvious to me that she's not going to be more than a vegetable, and if I were you, I would be looking for a good institution. And it was at that point that all those dreams shattered, and I felt like I had died. People who've been through it can know what I'm saying. It's almost like losing a child, but she was still there. And over the years, we had taken her to all kinds of specialists and tried different medications. I had her for cranial sacral treatment and energy healing and laying on of hands and prayer groups and everything that we knew and everything that I could think of, and that the status quo was that she had grand mal seizures, she stared, she didn't connect with the family, she just sat and looked at magazines or looked at the television or whatever. And it was...
So no, I mean, early on, so no schooling, no, she just was there.
Oh, we had her in infant stimulation therapy from the get-go, and I had her in day programs where she would sit with the other children who were in wheelchairs and they were just there. You know, it felt to me like it was a glorified babysitter program because she didn't learn any skills. She couldn't. She was so drugged that she couldn't really connect with the people who were trying to help and to teach her skills.
Mm-hmm.
It was only when my dad said, Patty, this mattress will sleep you to death. I am sleeping so soundly. He was off of seven of the nine medications that he'd been on for years, and even off of the nebulizer treatment. And he encouraged me to get a mattress system, a sleep system for Carrie, so that she might sleep a little better. That's what we thought.
Now, I'm guessing as a parent, even though this is your father who had a great, I mean, profound experience with the sleep system and with the flex on his chest,
uh-huh.
I'm guessing that after this many years, which is how many years at this point was Carrie, you know, in this state?
15 years, and Vance, we've given up hope.
That's what I was about to say. So I'm guessing as a parent, now I've only been a parent for 7 years now, but I would imagine that you pretty much, with everything that you've gone through and the thousands of dollars that you spent, you pretty well figured, you know, there isn't anything we can do. So the encouragement
exactly
of your father,
right.
Your first candidate on the Flex, and so you guys anteed up. Now, you guys at this point were on the products yourself, correct?
We were, and, you know, we look at each other and we ask why. Carrie was at this time in a group home an hour and a half from us because she slept a maximum of 2 hours a night, and she needed 24-hour care. And so we would bring her home for weekend visits, and she would not sleep at all. So the model was that we would take turns staying up with Carrie, and we'd put in a video, and we would try to keep her quiet so the rest of the family could sleep. But that was it. And But why did we not think to get her a sleep pad? And we've asked that so many times, and I know it's because that we didn't have hope. We really didn't think anything was going to help the seizures, and she was situated with wonderful caregivers at this point, and we thought we were doing the best we could do. So when we brought her home for Thanksgiving break, we fully intended to have her home for the Thanksgiving day and to, you know, have the regular up and down all night and then take her back to school on Friday. And what happened was we put the Kinko pad on a cot in our bedroom, and Terry went immediately to sleep and woke up 8 hours later. Rob and I were up checking her several times saying, what is going on here? I really thought maybe she'd had a seizure. I didn't know what was going on with her. And it was a miracle. And when we got up, he said, well, you know, it can't be the mattress. Surely to goodness, this couldn't do that. And we said, well, we'll see. We're going to keep her another night. And we did. And actually, we ended up keeping her four nights at home because she slept every single night all through the night without waking up once. And that began the journey of her, you know, we know when we get in that deep restorative state of sleep what happens. And I didn't know really all the things that were going on at that time. We sent all the products back to school with her, and she was waking up with full bladder control after a couple of weeks. And then the most amazing thing happened. They realized that she wasn't having any seizures, none, no breakthroughs. And so a few months later, when they did the annual EEG, for the first time in over 15 years, she had a normal brainwave test. And this is when we just stood and looked at each other with our mouths open. We could not believe that this could possibly have happened. And they repeated the test a few days later because they doubted their equipment and maybe it was a fluke.
Sure.
I know. And so she had another normal brainwave test, and they said, well, you know, it would make sense to start easing her off of some of this medication and just see what happens. So very slowly they began taking her off of the medication. They would reduce it a little bit each week. And it took a year, Vance, to get her off of all of the medication that she was on.
Wow.
And in the meantime, she's sleeping every night. We're seeing little changes in her. And it was like she woke up. After we got her off the medication, I had this little girl looking at me in the eyes that I had never seen before. She was taking my hand. And
I'm curious, Patty, what was that experience like now?
I was so thankful. I could hardly quit crying. Every time I was with her, I felt so blessed and so thankful to God that he had sent this wonderful product into our life, because we would have never found it if it was sold through a traditional means. It had to come from a friend or a person, which in this case was my good friend to my father to me. And I just couldn't give enough gratitude and thankfulness to God and to Ann Mahoney and to my dad. And I just, you know, I still feel that state of gratitude for having this to,
sure,
just, to present itself in our life and give me my little girl back.
Yeah. Now, that was a few years ago. Let's fast forward to today. Give us an update on Carrie's condition, because a few months ago when we were in Las Vegas, we kind of, amongst that crowded room there, we had that brief encounter. You know, as they say, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I was just literally was running by you, and Mom grabbed me and said, hey, Vance, do you remember who this is? And I'm like,
no.
Is this Patty Ward? I'm like, oh, man, I can't believe I forgot. And she said, you've got to slow down long enough to hear the update. Tell us give us the update of what's happened with Carrie.
Well, we live in Richmond, Kentucky now, and Carrie is living like 6 minutes from my house. She has another girl that she rooms with. And, of course, there's someone always there to provide care. But Carrie has developed so many independent skills. This person that, you know, we were told that she would be a vegetable is, you know, I tell people, yeah, she's a vegetable, all right. She's my little sweet tater, because she's the most precious, laughing, happy child who can dress and undress, and she brushes her own teeth. She can do all of these self-help skills that we never thought in a million years would happen. She has full control of putting in a movie, and she chooses the movie she wants to see and starts the the DVD player. She goes to the aquaport and gets her a glass of water every time she feels thirsty, which is often. And she helps with dinner. She helps to prepare meals. She sets the table. She cleans up afterwards. I just, you know, she keeps adding more and more skills. She's learned sign language. For whatever reason, Carrie has never been able to speak more than one word, and that was Walmart. But that's okay.
Oh,
I'll take
I'm sure
it.
I'm sure Sam Walton would be excited and proud.
Oh, no.
Walmart.
But,
I would guess that would have to be because of the over-inundation of commercials, huh?
No, it's because we would take her every week to get a magazine. She loves to look at Teen Magazine.
Okay.
And so one day as I was taking her out of the car, I said, come on, Carrie, let's go in and get your magazine. And my other daughter, who's she's 18 now, was with us. And Carrie just grabbed my arm and said, Walmart.
That was the first word she'd ever
her
spoke?
First word, yes. Yes, she does say mama. And, you know, but everything else is through signs and gestures. But still,
sure.
We know what she wants. She goes with us. She walks the dog, takes that leash, and just has a blast. She is the sunshine of our life. And you cannot be around Carrie without smiling because the smile never leaves your face.
That's awesome. And I never did catch, Patty, she's how old today?
Today she is 25.
25.
So this was 10 years ago. And she's just had a life that no one dreamed she could have had.
So literally the first 15 years of her life was completely robbed.
Yes. But that's okay. We're looking at today forward and just thrilled that this has happened and she now has a life. And, you know, when people heard about this, I had calls from all over the place. There was a little boy in New Jersey who'd had his DPT shot the same year Carrie did. And he was having anywhere from 8 to 12 grand mal seizures a day. And the same thing happened when he got on the sleep system, they stopped. So it wasn't just that this was a miracle for Carrie, and I'm not saying that it happens for everybody like this, but there were at least 10 other children over the course of a couple of years who their parents or their relatives called us to learn more and tried the products on their child or family member, and we had the same wonderful results. So I just, you know, I wore a hole in my floor jumping up and down with joy just every time the phone would ring. I was so happy. And so, you know, how could you not stay connected with a company whose products change lives like that? There have been years that I've been less than totally active just because I do have, you know, five kids that have had challenges and needs. And but my passion has been there consistently, and now that things are under control, you know, I'm so happy to be back fully active again. And I just can't think of a better place to be.
And Patty, I'm going to guess that if somebody were to ask you, you know, well, you know, I know that my neighbor's boy or my niece, you know, they have that same thing. What would you suggest?
Well, I would immediately say, let me loan you something to let them sleep on and just see what it does for them.
Uh-huh.
And I would loan it for a week, you know. And what for one thing, they're going to see, usually these children or people have really bad sleep habits. And we know that what helped Carrie to her, I mean, her body healed itself to a degree, but it wasn't able to because she wasn't ever getting into that deep state of sleep.
Rejuvenation sleep, yeah,
that
sure.
Rejuvenation restoration, yes. And so sleep is key. And I'll ask them, you know, when this person wakes up in the morning, what do their covers look like? And usually, oh, man, the sheets are torn off, the blanket's in the floor, you know, they're all over the place. And so it's not that they're going to see perhaps a total change, but they are going to see covers are still on the bed in the morning, and that's enough for them to perhaps purchase this and use it long term, because I tell them, you know, it took several months, I'm sure, for Carrie to have happened to her what happened. We don't know exactly when it happened. We just know when the EEG happened, it was normal, and so that could have been that way for a couple of months or a couple of weeks. We don't know.
Wow.
But so
I
yeah,
the,
but
the, you know, the bottom line is, you know, and I have to defer back to something your husband said at the very beginning. If there was some validity to this, surely I would have heard about it. You know. And yet we don't know. You know, there's always things out there that we're, you know, just because they haven't come through Western medicine does not mean they're not valid. And
exactly.
Here, you know, 11 years you've been with this company now and seen so, I mean, and I would imagine there's, you surely have impacted so many other dozens and hundreds of people's lives, thousands probably, with Carrie's story, just as a point of reference and a point of encouragement, so that others can say, yeah, you know, I just need to check that out. I need to try that. I need to purchase that, or I need to, you know, we got to do something. And, you know, how many adults, how many people don't have a permanent brain disorder, or permanent damage, or seizures, and yet they're still in that category of they're not getting the sleep they need.
That's right. Over 70 million of us.
Wow.
And that causes, so, I mean, Rob had a patient just a couple of weeks ago who came in and he had shoulder problems, knee problems, back problems, you name it, and everything was hurting him, and he came into the office for pain pills. And upon further investigation and as he was interviewing him, he found out that he only slept about 3 hours a night. And so anyway, this is usually the reason that most people do begin with their debilitating problems, because they're not sleeping and they're not restoring.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing how God designed our bodies to actually function that way, huh?
I know, it's really cool. It is. I love it. And just, you know, just imagine if it can take care of a problem so severe, think what it can do for people who just are a little bit out of balance. That's no challenge for our products when you see that it can take the big, huge, major things and turn them around. I have so much confidence in the can and the products that I'm never, ever, I don't have any hesitancy to say, you need to try this. And now that we have every aspect covered for our wellness home, Carrie lives in a wellness home. You know, they have the water, the air, she has the nutrition and the makeup in her shoes, and so does her roommate now. they're just, it's amazing, the technology that we have, and I'm just happy every day that I have the opportunity to share it and that I have the health that I do, because, gosh, I'm 56 years old now, and when I was at my class reunion not that long ago last year, I was amazed at how many people have just gotten, they have diabetes, or they're overweight, or they've got arthritis so bad, or, you know, there's that and major, and a couple of them didn't even show up because they're deceased. And I think, my goodness, it's hard not to just carry a sign around with me. put one of those billboards on my chest and back and say, I've got something you need.
You know, Patty, I was talking with Mac McDonald last Saturday, and we were having this conversation because his wife is also out of the nursing background, and when she went for her annual physical, they looked at her history and they said, oh, we see you struggle with, you know, this, da 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 da. Okay, we've got some great new medications that are now available on the market. We should probably go ahead and get you hooked up on those. And she said, hey, that's in my history. Why don't you ask me about my present?
Oh, fantastic.
And, you know, and bottom line, we've got so much to offer people. And Patty, I want to thank you for taking 30 minutes. I know you've got to get into the Human Doing More training class right now. But I want to thank you because I know you've been a huge, huge blessing to everybody listening into the call right now and those that will catch the recording later or pick up the CD or what have you. But I've got your email address, and so if people want to get a hold of you, they can go that route. And
absolutely.
You know, I don't even know if a three-way call is even necessary because we know what you're going to tell. get on the product. There's, you know, the sleep system is the foundation. So if you don't start there, then, you know, got nowhere to go.
I know. Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity, because if just another person or two gets some kind of benefit because of Carrie's story, then the blessing continues.
Yeah, no, I know there's going to be several dozen and actually even hundreds of people that are going to be impacted by this, 30-minute call. So we will let you go. And again,
okay.
I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart and thank you for that brief encounter in Vegas because, here we are today. So
I know.
Have an
thank
incredible
you,
2 days and look thank forward you. To seeing you soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks again, Patty.